So I'll get started. This is State Representative Bill Reibolt, R-E-I-B-O-L-D-T, and I represent the 160th District in Southwest Missouri. That would be Newton County.
Very good. All right. Well, it looks like the House has given the approval for the Missouri Dairy Revitalization Act for 2015. Now, last year, you guys tried to put this into effect, and it was kind of shot down by the governor due to other things within the bill. But you're hoping to pass it through this year. Why don't you describe to our listeners what this bill is and what you hope to do with it?
Okay. First of all, it was the very same bill that we had last year. And it was a part of an omnibus bill last year, and the reason the governor didn't have a problem with the dairy part of that, his problem was with the captive deer and changing the definition from wildlife to livestock and putting the captive deer or the deer from the deer farms under the Department of Ag rather than the Department of Conservation. And that was the problem he had with our Ag omnibus bill last year. It was vetoed. We did pass that bill through the House, through the Senate last year, sent it to the governor. He vetoed it. At the veto session, the Senate overrode the governor's veto. And in the House, we fell one vote shy of overriding it, or we would have had it. Along with the captive deer, we were one vote shy. We had 109 or 108, and it took 109 to override it. So that's a little bit of history on it. It's the very same bill, and what it does, it just is designed to revitalize the dairy industry in Missouri. And in doing that, we have three parts to the bill. The first part and the main part is the marginal insurance part of the bill. And what that does, it cabbages on to the 2014 U.S. agriculture bill. In that bill, the dairy part of that bill, it creates marginal insurance that will help a dairy producer weather the down years. It's not going to be a direct payment to farmer. The farmer has some skin in the game. And so what we tried to do was just cabbage onto the back of that bill and give Missouri dairy producers a little more incentive and a little more support in the down years. And milk usually runs on a three-year cycle. You have perhaps two good years and then a bad year, and then it will come back. But in that down year, it's so difficult for dairy producers to get back to where they should be. So by buying some insurance, this will make up the difference and get them to a break-even point. You're not going to get rich on it. Nobody's going to get rich on it. But it keeps them at a break-even point so they can weather the storm rather than going broke and losing their farm or losing their operation. This will level it out. So it will stabilize the market, maintain and stabilize. Then we have the education part of the bill. That would work with any Missouri school, college, community college or college, and it would be a $5,000 scholarship for any young person that would like to work a summer on the dairy farm, that would be paid to the school of his choice against the tuition. And while he was working on the dairy farm, the dairy farmer would compensate him for his wage. The scholarship would be to, would be paid to the school. And to get that scholarship, then they would have to work 2 years for in some form of Missouri agribusiness. For 2 years to get that scholarship after graduation. And it's possible that some young person could work all 4 years. And then if they came back and stayed in the state and worked in agribusiness for 8 years after that, the chances are they would stay. But the idea is to give them enough experience on the farm that they would work in some form of agribusiness, or perhaps even want to start their own dairy farm and have the perhaps the incentive to do something like that. The third part is commercial ag, which would really be the part that would be that would grow the industry, and it would perhaps, if there was money available, it would work through some facilities. But that would be the third leg of that stool. The money, the fund, is created by the sale of dairy products in Missouri. And when you buy dairy products in Missouri, you're paying 1.225% state sales tax. So that's the figure, and it would be up to 40% of that figure, and it would take an independent group to come in and say what that figure would be. The physical note, the very top of any physical note, would be $4.5 million. That's the most that it could ever be, the way it is structured today. But it would create that fund going into the future. 80 scholarships per year at $5,000 would be $400,000 worth of scholarships. If 80% of the dairymen signed up, it would cost for the marginal insurance, and depending on their production and so forth, it would cost under or right around $900,000, under $1 million. So the money, it's not a big expense, but it would sure maintain and keep the industry in Missouri. Milk is paid. People or farmers are paid for their milk through federal orders. They really don't have any say into what they get for their milk. You know, if you have a load of corn, you might try to sell it here or sell it there, or a load of beans. And, of course, that's subject to market fluctuations as well. But milk is not marketed that way. It's marketed through federal milk orders. And basically, you're given what they give you. And so we're not talking about a free market to even begin with. We're talking about a system of manipulating the market that's been in place for more years than I am old. And so we feel like it's a good piece of legislation. It, as I said, it cabbages on to the or kind of piggybacks the federal farm marginal insurance program on all commodities, on that, you know, corn, soybeans, milk, even beef. We're looking at crop insurance, some form of crop insurance, so that the farmer has actually some skin in the game, paying a premium, and so it's not a direct payment from government to farmer. And but still yet, is it a subsidy? You know, I'm not going to deny it, that yes, we're helping the dairy industry, but it's a small price to pay to maintain a steady, consistent food market within within the country. And I think that's what we have to remember when we look at this bill. I had good support. We carried Missouri House 110-49. It's now on its way to the Senate. If the Senate passes this bill the way it is, it will then go right on to the governor. And I have every indication that the governor will sign the piece of legislation, and then the dairy bill will be in statute. Now, I think we all need to remember one key fact. It's always subject to appropriations every year. It's not something that's going to happen every year, and for that reason, it doesn't need a sunset. because it always has to go through the appropriation process. It begins in the House of Representatives. If the money's not there, then the program will not be funded, or the governor can withhold that amount of appropriation, even if the House and the Senate do appropriate it, or they can lower the amount of the appropriation. So there's a lot of checks and balances, and anytime any piece of legislation is subject to appropriation, it's always difficult to get the funding. So we feel like there's plenty of checks and balances, but it tells the dairy industry in Missouri that, hey, you know, we want you to stay. We want you to be a part of our state. We have 15 processors left in Missouri. And of those processors, creates somewhere, directly or indirectly, up to 25,000 jobs within the state of Missouri. It's a economic development bill. It's about jobs. It's about creating the industry. And it's about Missourians prospering. And so with that, I believe that's about all I know to tell you.
Absolutely. One quick question about it.
Sure.
While it seems like a great piece of legislation for you guys to put through, I know that the farm bill itself encountered a lot of conflict between groups. Like you said, this bill is designed to help them kind of have a fallback on that down year. And seeing that Missouri has seen a lot of dairy farms close within the past decade, you would think that it is going to be a great piece of paper. But do you feel that there could be any sort of backlash, any sort of conflict between groups if it does get passed?
You mean about funding?
Correct.
You know, I don't think so. I don't see it. We had opposition. The opposition came from people that thought it was a tax. It is not a tax. There's no way. It's not creating the new tax. It's not a tax credit of any kind. It's just really taking some tax money and restructuring it to cover this. And we do that all the time in the state. You know, what all do we fund out of general revenue and the sales tax in this state? A lot. I mean, just about everything is funded that way. But, you know, to try to directly answer your question, I don't see any major conflicts with it. You know, I think if people are able to utilize some of the parts of it, I think it'll be good. I think for the first time it can create a little fund of money that would be available to really help revitalize the whole industry. And in Missouri, most of the people that are utilizing this are the small family farm. And they're the ones that have the most problem in trying to weather the storm, so to speak. And this is why we're directing it to them. And it's not directed toward the larger producers. Now, yes, they can be available, or they can take advantage of it, but the largest producer in Missouri is not taking advantage of it. And he or they might buy the federal package. They'd be foolish to not buy the federal package, but as far as, you know, the state, of course, it's not law, so it's not a part of it. Today, let me give you an example. This bill is not law in Missouri. So a producer that's producing under 4 million pounds a year, to get on the program, he goes to the ASC office, and he can buy for $100, he will buy $4 worth of protection through the federal government. That's cheap. Believe me, that's cheap. If he wants to buy more, then it costs, he'll have to determine on his production, it will cost him 9 cents. The premium will cost him 9 cents per hundredweight on the amount he wants to buy. So say he wants to buy, oh, let's see, I don't have that figure in front of me, to cover maybe 2 million pounds. I can't remember whether it's 2 million or 4 million pounds. Anyway, it would cost him $3,600 premium on the federal side, and it's $100 to buy, I think it was $6.50 worth of insurance. And just to, and he may not even collect it that year, see, because it's subject to the price falling. Mm-hmm. It just protects it. The only time you need insurance is when you have a loss. And that's the way this works. It's not going to pay farmers every year. You pay your premium every year, but you don't collect on it every year.
Right, just like corn and beans.
And they might go on and never have a, they may have one bad year out of every three, or, and it may not hit the bottom that year. So it's something that will help all producers maintain a consistency within the market. And whenever you talk milk pricing and everything, and I know I probably kind of talked in circles here, and I don't mean to, but it is so hard. You just wouldn't believe what you get involved in the pricing of a commodity like milk. But we feel like it's a good thing. We feel like it will help producers. And for that reason, we feel like it's a good piece of legislation.
Absolutely. Representative, thank you so much for taking time out of your day to talk to me. And I'm sorry if I interrupted on any time
out
of work.
No, that's fine. And I hope I've given you what you need.